Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Mbombela 26, Johannesburg en Tsinin 28 grade. Floyd Brink, die bestuurder van die stad Johannesburg, staar 'n lasbrief vir hegtenisneming in die gesig nadat hy nie aan 'n hofbevel voldoen het nie. Die regsgeskil spruit uit in 'n dispuut oor tariewe, Masechaba Sefularo berig.
Candidate attorney Stephen Erasmus from Gittins Attorneys confirms questions about the warrant of arrest for Floyd Brink have been addressed.
Due to a small typographical error on the warrant, they advised that the warrant could not be enforced, but we have attended to the amendment thereof, not specifically the typographical error, but to other certain elements that still make the warrant valid.
Meanwhile, Joburg Mayor Kabelo Kwamanda says they've instructed lawyers to stay the execution of the arrest, calling it an abuse of the legal system. Masechaba Sifularo for Jekka NFM News in Roodepoort.
En Mamelodi Sundowns sokkerspeler is in hegtenis geneem omdat hy na bewering sy meisie aangerand het. Die 26-jarige sal vandag in die Kempton Park Landrosshof verskyn op aanklagte van gesinsgeweld.
Gauteng Police are investigating a case of assault following an arrest of a 26-year-old man yesterday afternoon. The suspect will appear in Kempton Park court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at their home. The victim opened the case at Sebenza Police Station. This is Kenel Nokolo Kweza, Gauteng Police Spokesperson.
Familie, vriende en die skoolgemeenskap trek in Tembisa saam vir vanoggend se begrafnis van twee hoërskoolseuns in Centurion wat verdrink het. Die voorval het verlede maand plaasgevind. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Die Limpopo Gesondheidsdepartement sê al 45 slagoffers vir dodes in 'n busongeluk oor die paaslangnaweek is deur DNS-prosesse uitgeken. Die ZCC gemeentelede was op pad na Moria toe 'n bus van 'n brug afgesort het voordat dit aan die brand geslaan het. 'n 8-jarige meisie is die enigste oorlewende, die departement se Tiliwali Mowa.
The team comprised of members from the SAPS victim identification unit has already finalized packaging the deceased remains as part of preparations towards repatriation and the bodies are now ready. There will be a meeting with delegation from Botswana on Thursday to finalize death registration with Home Affairs and the plans of repatriation will be outlined on Friday.
En ons sluit af met nog nie sy die buitenland in New York nog drama by die kriminele verhoor van Donald Trump. Aanklaers beskuldig Trump van openlike veronagtsaming van 'n bevel en vra dat die regter nou moet besluit of Trump besig is om getuies te probeer intimideer. Dit kom na Trump se aanvalle op getuies. Trump word aangekla van die vervalsing van saakrekords om opkoopgeld aan Stormy Daniels te probeer wegsteek. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 12 uur.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.